It is Acadiana's
reigning, defending, undisputed
number one sports talk station. And this is its exclusive podcast on the sport of
professional wrestling.
103.7 The Game's 20 by 20 Pro Graps podcast is scheduled for one fall. 20 minutes on everything happening inside the 20 by 20 squared circle.
Are you ready?
Ring the bell!
Welcome, everyone, to a special 20 by 20 ProGraphs podcast. We are live, as always, inside the studios. And I got to say,
what's so special about it, Clint?
Well, it's a 20 by 20 ProGraphs podcast reunion.
What an original idea.
What a very original idea. I don't think anybody has ever done this before. But we got our third man, Alan Magel, broadcasting
from
live
the great beyond.
We summoned the Ouija. God damn it, Cody. We didn't summon through the Ouija board. We just called him up on the hotline through his live studio apartment. Alan Magel, he is alive and well, and we're talking ProGraphs with the man himself, the man who created the 20 by 20 ProGraphs podcast. What is going on, my friend?
I knew it! I fucking knew it! I told you! I've been telling you this whole time Clinton was dead. I told you he died. He's been trying to tell me, Alan, that you aren't. Every episode I have referenced you at some point and said, you know, RIP or rest in peace. Now, confirmation here. Ghost Alan Michael, welcome to the 20 by 20.
Coming to you live next to Paul Bearer from the 20 by 20 ring in heaven.
I knew it.
And we're brought to you by Stone Cold IPA, El Segundo Brewing Company. Can't get it anywhere but California and Los Angeles. I love it, Michael.
I love it too, man.
So it sounds like there's a lot of people hanging out in the little wrestling ring in the sky today. It might be a fun episode of 20 by 20.
Yeah,
apparently,
well, it's a reunion show, so I brought Paul Bearer is here. The Ultimate Warrior's not up here.
He's still hanging out at the gates, huh? He didn't make
I don't
it.
Think so. I think yeah. He's hanging with Chris Benoit, like somewhere down in the depths of hell.
All right, before we go any more down that rabbit hole, Alan. We haven't had you on the podcast in forever. Do you also join the 20 by 20 in our claim and plea to wrestling fans worldwide when it comes to WWE and AEW? Our motto here is watch both.
Yes, watch all of it.
Yeah, it's pro wrestling. Watch both. Also watch New Japan, watch Ring of Honor, watch Impact, watch anything you can get your hands on the YouTube. Go get tapes. Watch it all.
Watch it
of
all.
Of course.
Be a fan.
Pro wrestling.
Exactly.
But
so thank
make
you, sir.
Sure you do set your DVR for Wednesday Night Dynamite, October 2nd.
It's not named that yet, Alan. They haven't announced it yet.
I have one more question just in general, because I know this was a big deal for me. Just announced yesterday, at least, I got the email about it from WWE. Your thoughts on the new and improved WWE Network that's going to be rolling out this week?
Yeah, I'm hoping that I'm looking forward to the search feature.
Yes,
you know
that's all I want.
I dig deep into the archives, and sometimes you'll put Survivor Series 89, and you'll get all kind of wacky results. So hopefully that's more precise. Hopefully I can find my Akeem the African Dream matches easier.
Right.
And it's going to be great. I'm excited for the player, or for the wrestler, the sports entertainer. The genre called sports entertainment, oh my God. I'm looking forward to the superstar pages.
I'm looking forward to that too. I think immediately when that new feature is rolled out, everybody just goes to alumni and scrolls down to the C's, and then they see if they have a picture of him up there. You know who we're talking about.
You lost me, Carl.
A man.
Welcome back, Alan. It's the 20 by 25.
Corporal Kirshner.
Mike Farbner.
Yes.
Mike Farbner better be in there.
And yeah, there we go. I got nothing to add to that.
Mike Farber got a mandible claw from The Fiend this week.
Yes.
He did. Speaking of The Fiend, I'm glad you brought that up because, of course, that was where I was going to ask you next, Alan. Is this the most exciting thing on WWE right now? Is it The Fiend and our buddy Bray Wyatt?
I am most interested right now in, well, first and foremost and always, what the big dog
of course
is doing. Second, it's a tie between The Fiend and Charlotte Flair's mystery opponent at SummerSlam. But The Fiend is great. I was super excited to find out The Fiend is going to be accepting Finn Balor's challenge. Hopefully we get The Demon versus The Fiend. But also, I'm hoping Bray Wyatt wrestles dressed like Mr. Rogers as well. Not always as The Fiend.
Oh, no, we need him as The Fiend at all times. He can never lose if he's The Fiend. If he's Mr. Rogers, he's bound to lose to Drake Maverick.
And I imagine the Charlotte Flair mystery opponent, I think that'll probably end up being like a fatal four-way. It'll be Charlotte Flair against Kelly, Candice Michelle, and Alundra Blaze, because she's going to be pissed off that they all won the 24/7 title at the reunion. No. So Charlotte Flair is going to want to take it out on all the legends, so-called.
That's safe for Evolution 2 Electric Boogaloo.
I kind of want to see Alundra Blaze get taken out. Do you see the very problematic thing she said about Lacey Evans?
Yeah, on Twitter.
Service?
I mean, Lacey Evans did say legends equal, like, old nasties. So, I mean, you know, she was provoked a little bit, Alundra Blaze was, but I do understand.
She went from legends equal to old nasties to, you fell in the military, you didn't really serve this country.
False valor.
Well, then I don't
Stolen
know.
Valor, whatever it is.
I feel like Lacey Evans does that one major faux pas that Alexa Bliss, I think, did at one point early on in her career, where she put it on Twitter for everyone to read that Lacey Evans. I never watched wrestling. I wasn't a fan of wrestling. I don't even know who you are. And it's like, ooh, you know, I don't know if the locker room liked you already, and now you're going to say things like that.
Alundra Blaze, former 24 champion.
Yeah, that she did say.
She won.
She's got
she
the
won
best
that 24 championship, and it wasn't a very long reign either.
24 seconds.
No, that's what it was. But obviously now we know Alundra Blaze, the best chokehold in all of professional wrestling. I've never seen anyone tap out so fast to just like a regular old rear naked choke in WWE. So impressive performance from Alundra Blaze.
First ever submission win, I believe, in the history of the 24/7 championship.
Right. Kelly.
Yeah.
Going low on an old man, too. Just a lot of things happened.
You
stooge! Crazy. Takes one to know one.
I think my favorite celebration of the night was Candice Michelle, though.
It was...
I'm a big fan of slowly spinning and dancing with my arm in the air. That
you
was
still got
fun.
It.
I remember following behind Candice Michelle at WrestleMania 34 in New Orleans, and she was with Carlito at the time, and completely hammered. I mean, just sloppy drunk. And I followed her all the way from Bourbon Street to Harrah's Casino, and then she went inside, and I lost her after that. But that's my Candice Michelle story.
So basically, you were stalking Candice Michelle?
I mean, we're walking in the same direction.
Stalking.
Stalking.
Clint, do you think they'll have a page for the stalker on the new WWE Network?
I think they should have
Barry
one.
Barry Windham?
Oh, definitely for the new WWE Network. But also, apparently, this is kind of rumored, is over the next few months, they plan to launch a free tier with select WWE programming, and then after that, a VIP tier with a lot of stuff like we saw a couple weeks ago with the Evolve 10th Anniversary Celebration. Probably wind up having a lot more Progress and Evolve and all the other UK companies that they're involved in.
Smackville.
Smackville. Smackville just, when I saw that, like, Wednesday when I was in Hoover, Alabama, that's why we didn't have a podcast last week, I literally thought that was a fever dream. And I'm like, then I see that advertisement for it on Monday, I'm like, oh my fucking God, they're actually doing this. Why?
It's branding a house show. It's good, and you're going to have Elias in Music City.
Didn't they do this already?
Can't ask for much more than that. And I mean, this does seem like the exact time that Dolph Ziggler would win the WWE Championship, doesn't it?
No, we can't.
It just seems like this would be his moment. On like the smallest stage of them all, Dolph Ziggler shows up and gets the job done.
Yep.
Although
he
did super kick the crap out of Shawn Michaels on SmackDown, though. So I don't know.
Yeah,
but he also
had the weakest comeback I've ever heard on a SmackDown or Raw. I'm not the fake Shawn Michaels. The only one is you.
Right.
You're the fake Shawn Michaels. And then Shawn Michaels like, I am Shawn Michaels.
So you're telling me you're not a fan of the repeat back the exact insult you were just given? Like, you're not a fan
of
that?
I'm going to make you look like James Ellsworth.
I think those are sick burns, and it's like, you're a fat ass. No, you're a fat ass. See, sick burn.
Yeah,
sick burn.
You're a comedian, Dolph Ziggler. You should have been able to come up with something better than that.
You're right. But Dolph Ziggler is that comedian who also wrestles. You're right.
Also, I've been waiting to talk about this with anybody. The moment all logic finally escaped the last semblance of logic in WWE left.
Oh God, this is coming from Alan Michael.
And this is, and I love I'm a fan of No Logic. I hate logic. It's stupid. But I just pictured Jim Ross sitting there next to David Otunga while he said this on SmackDown and what he would have, how he would have reacted. We get, if you saw SmackDown, we had Kevin Owens booked in a match against the Big Dog because Shane McMahon wanted him to go through some shit on SmackDown against the toughest possible opponent. And also, Shane McMahon put himself as the special announcer, Drew McIntyre as the special ref, and Elias as the special timekeeper. And as David Otunga explained everything that I just said, he said all that, he said, oh my God, and Drew McIntyre is the referee. The deck is stacked against Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns. They're facing each other.
We forgot who the match is, son of a bitch.
How could the deck be stacked against both guys who are facing against each other?
That's
what
deck? He's like, The deck is stacked against Kevin Owens, and then Roman Reigns decided, because he is the big dog, decided that he would then cut that deck in favor of Kevin Owens. Had Roman Reigns decided to keep the status quo, Alan Michael, you're absolutely correct, Kevin Owens would have been in a shit pile of trouble.
And I don't think Jim Ross is going to be talking about WWE too much on his podcast anymore, or at least new WWE.
Well,
so
yeah.
I could imagine him talking about it, just going, well, what the shit kind of sense does that make?
He was just like...
Oh, man, I was watching Monday Night Raw, and Kelly, man, I didn't need no blue chew, and I was standing straight up in my seat. Uh-huh. Marco, is that Chris Jericho? Bobby Lashley, I'll be a son of a bitch.
What kind of sense does it make that deck is stacked? And where is the athletic, it's an athletic competition. Why are we stacking the deck? Athletic competition is about fairness. You never see that when you see young studs like Darby Allin in a match. You never see him with the deck stacked against him because it's fair, because wins and losses matter.
Well, he kind of stacks the deck against himself when he does a coffin drop on a goddamn apron in the hardest part of the ring.
They seem to like that Darby Allin, though, over in that AEW.
Oh, he's good.
They seem to like him.
He's like Kurt Cobain mixed with a skateboarder.
Oh, Ray. So, let's see. Alan, what is...
Ray.
I know,
who's
I called
Ray?
You Ray. What is the your favorite...
I was kind of talking like Ray, in all fairness.
Yeah,
right there.
That's fine. Well, what is your favorite aspect of this 24/7 championship that we've got right now? I've been having a blast with it. And better question, though. Forget that. Your thoughts on the Street Profits, Angelo Dawkins, and getting blazed out of his mind with RVD. What a great line.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of Angelo Dawkins talking about the time he smoked weed with a bunch of old guys.
Yeah, dude.
We've all been there.
All right. That's
we've
what I'm saying.
We've all been there.
It made him so relatable. He already uses fam in his everyday, like, you know, lexicon, which is something that I do on the regular fam. And the fact
yeah,
that,
fam.
Yeah, and the fact that he was also then in a room full of really old dudes getting baked out of his mind, like, I feel like we're brothers. Like, I know him on a personal level now.
It was a fun moment. I just love the Street Profits narrating every show. I feel it makes me feel like I'm like hanging out at the barbershop watching Monday Night Raw.
See, I get the,
where would you get that experience?
I get like the Mother Goose feeling. Maybe because I'm a little younger than you, I get the feeling like it's back. Like I'm watching an old show where everything is explained to me as it happens, and it makes me feel good. It makes me feel good.
I wish they would do that with other shows. I would actually watch Game of Thrones because I'd be able to keep up with it.
The Street Profits are to Raw and SmackDown what like a Zach Morris like freeze time and talk to the
yes.
camera was in Saved by the Bell. When the time freezes and Saved by the Bell, that's what the Street Profits are.
Only the difference is the Street Profits are way cooler because we all know Zach Morris is 110% just trash.
Yeah, I've seen that. He's a bad guy.
Yeah.
He's a bad dude.
Also, one of the Street Profits has a weird thing for a married woman named Nikki Cross, but that's another issue.
Hey, you know.
Hey, to each their own.
Nikki Cross has gotten better looking as the days have gone on.
You know what they say, Alan? Love is a battlefield.
Yes, so. Indeed. And Vikings win in that battlefield.
Viking Raiders.
Well, that's the Vikings. They're Vikings, Alan.
Sarah Logan, should she join the Viking Raiders? There's a question.
Well, I think she's already just confirmed as part of that. It's the female. It's the women. Female Vikings. The Valkyries, isn't it? Is it not the female Vikings?
Yeah, that was in Thor.
Is a Valkyrie? That's what you call a female Viking?
I'm wondering this.
Valkyrie.
I saw that movie midsummer. I'm staying away from like Sweden and Norway and all that area.
Yeah.
Right. Chernobyl, man. That's a thing.
Yeah, basically,
happened.
It's a female Viking. And by the way, Cody, I mean, you're talking about Valkyrie. Valkyrie is supposed to be LGBTQ, the part of the gay community.
Plus.
Yes, plus. Impact Plus.
I'm going to get my subscription. How about you?
I still need to get
What's Alan Michael doing in the Impact Zone?
Well, no, it's what's Michael Allen doing in the Impact Zone.
Alex Michael.
if you ever decide to defect to WWE, then you can be AMI when you come over instead of it'll be fun.
Or they just use the same name.
I don't want to get all sentimental here, and I don't want to start spewing nursery rhymes. But this is a reunion. We're family. We're brothers, and we're sisters.
We're family.
Damn it, Brandon. Someone pass me a beer. Raw should end that way every week, I think.
It should. They should just wheel out every old guy they can, and they should all drink a 12-pack in the beer as Stone Cold has this weird interaction with Alicia Fox when we fade to black.
No, I mean, it's even weirder after, because if you saw the video, it's basically like there was a video out there where it basically looked like they were just pouring beer down Lillian Garcia's, like, throat.
No, yeah, Stone Cold was just pouring it all over Lillian Garcia, and then you see, like, X-Pac and Gerald Briscoe were standing around, and Briscoe's like, yeah, just like back in South Africa.
What was that about? Like, I want to know, like, did we just, like, hear Gerald Briscoe get implied for murder in South Africa?
He said they were maybe doing something that might have been a little illegal.
Well, it probably was a lot of illegal.
Murder, or if you subscribe to Brainbuster Radio, we posited this past week that it might have been something to do with underage girls.
Oh, God.
I mean, yeah. We know about the Ring Boys, so it's, I mean, my goodness.
Stooges.
You stooge!
I think Stone Cold could be like a Street Profits role. At the end of Raw, he just recaps it all and drinks beer.
Okay, I got it.
That earlier tonight? How about it when the Fiend came out? Y'all like that? Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, I'm thinking about it now. It's like you wind up having a cutaway graphic to Final Thoughts, like Jerry Springer. Instead of just Stone Cold sitting out in California with a Stone Cold IPA beer, and he's just drinking it.
Tonight on Raw, we saw Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, we saw The Fiend, we saw the Street Profits, we saw two title changes, and you know what? We all had a hell of a good time. Give me some beers. Drive safe. And then the show, glass shatters. Everybody goes home happy.
That'd be awesome.
And for whatever reason, Shane McMahon catches a stunner at the end of every Raw.
He should every episode.
Every Kevin episode. Owens.
Every night.
Hopefully it's better than the chicken shit stunners that Kevin Owens been giving.
Hey, how dare you? Kevin Owens is great.
It's so funny, though, because Kevin Owens is the best. Because, right, Shane McMahon, like, fucks up that stunner in the middle of the ring, and it's hilarious, okay? And then every stunner from then on, watch Kevin Owens, he does it like Randy Orton, so slow. Like, it's almost as if he's ribbing Shane McMahon to, like, okay, old man, here's the kick. Here I come. I'm turning around. All right, try it now. Kevin Owens might be the best wrestler of all time.
That's definitely not true. And he's rude. He didn't give me his autograph. And he's going to lose to the best in the world, and he's going to have to quit at SummerSlam. And it'll be lovely for everybody. And then maybe he'll show up Wednesdays on TNT.
Oh, okay.
Wednesdays
all
on
right,
TNT.
All right. Alan Michaels still subscribing to It's All a Work, and they're in bed together, WWE and AEW.
Ooh, that'd be fun. I don't know. I'm hoping more so that Impact and AEW are in bed together.
Well, I mean, mind you, Impact and WWE, they're working together. I mean, we saw RVD. He's still signed with Impact Wrestling. And we saw him show up on Monday Night Raw, even though I feel like that was just largely because he was high as fuck.
Exactly. I'm fully convinced that RVD got lost and like somehow luckily just ended up wandering out on the Raw reunion.
I got a piece of paper that says I can be part of it, part of
like,
Raw.
He confused security because he showed up in his singlet. Like he showed up in his gear fully dressed. They were like, oh shit, we should probably let this guy in.
Well, Cody, let's be honest. I feel like he probably wears that singlet every day. Like he's walking around like California or whatever. And he's going to get his edibles.
Smoking the reefer.
His edibles and his THC. And the dude is just like walking around
he's
in a singlet.
He's going to get his THC. Yes, he is.
He's going to get his
THC.
He was getting that THC.
It's clear I don't know anything about weed. It's clear I don't know shit about weed.
I am a little sad we didn't at least get one Rolling Thunder. You know, I don't expect the Fandaminator or anything, but a nice Rolling Thunder.
Cody, I mean, that's something he's trying to cross pollinate. Basically, is that the right term, Cody?
No.
Okay, a hybrid.
I think he was stoned and showed up to the arena.
Definitely.
Full on match.
That's what
he
I'm
was
saying.
Here ready.
I feel like he just wears that thing every day, though.
He realized when like Ric Flair, whoever was out there with him, he was like, oh no, I think it was when Sergeant Slaughter's music hit. I think it was when RVD realized like, oh, it's one of those things.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to,
I'm looking forward to a feud between the faction of the Undisputed Era, the OC, and the new team of Sergeant Slaughter and RVD. Who was it? Ron Simmons and Kurt Angle.
No, it was Kurt Angle, the Hurricane, Sergeant Slaughter, and RVD. Like it was basically the great value version of the Avengers.
Was it weird? Was it weird or not that they treated Alicia Fox like a legend?
Well, she is a legend. She had part of one of the greatest matches of all time against Melina.
Yes, I was most fascinated with legendary females on Raw reunion.
Oh no!
Everything they had, Jillian Hall was doing everything. Oh,
son of a bitch, guys. It's not necessarily breaking news, I guess, but at TMZ reporting, Jimmy Uso arrested for DUI in Florida.
It's like Cena saw the future.
Oh, Cena. Like Cena might could tell the truth, yeah. But yeah, Uso was speeding. He got pulled over and was arrested. What an idiot.
For DUI. Shout out to Hillsborough County.
He was released on a $1,000 bond. What a dum-dum.
Dummy, yeah.
Shout out to the Usos versus the Dark Order.
So there you go. Oh, well, I don't know. You have
anything? They'll probably have to just go by the Usos, though. I'm sure WWE.
No, see, you forget they're Samoan, so if they just put an apostrophe between the S and the O, they can still be the Usos.
No,
but it's different.
You could also have them be the Samoan Dynasty and get them. What's his Cody? I mean,
I think the Flying Samoans is a really good nickname.
No, but who's the guy that's the MLW champion right now? It's one of the Anoa's, right?
Fatu.
Yeah, you have like Fatu, the Usos at AEW, you just call them the Samoan Dynasty, and you just bring on all the other Samoans who want to jump ship, except for Roman Reigns, obviously, because Roman Reigns doesn't need to be part of the Dynasty.
Speaking of Fatu, Rikishi, man, looking good still.
He looks great.
Looks really good. Too bad he wasn't medically cleared to do a stink face.
Guy.
How can you not be medically cleared to stink face somebody?
Because he probably has hemorrhoids.
That would be a reason.
A strong reason.
I was staring at Clint. I was like, how long is he going to sit there?
Are we just going to... All right, Cody, are we just going to stand here and stare at each other for the rest of this podcast?
I think... I mean, I have nothing else to add. Alan, would you like to tell the people one last time...
One final time.
...about where else they can listen to you on the line? Because there's probably like 3 people listening right now, Alan.
Oh, no, there's like 20 people. This show's so over, dog.
Oh, it's so over.
The show's so over. And what, you want me to tell you where I am? I'm on TNT every Wednesday starting in October.
Sweet.
I'm on Fox every Friday starting in October.
Ooh,
and also, every single
professional wrestling would say.
What'd you say?
Things professional wrestling would say.
This isn't Johnny Carson.
Things professional wrestling would say.
I thought we were doing Pyramid.
We're out of time. We gotta get out of here. here.
Oh, okay.
I'll see you Sunday on This Is the XFL Show. I'll see you every week on Brainbuster Radio on podcasting. It's like 103.7 The Game, but it's on your phone through different apps. Yeah, but it's not on that app, which is phenomenal. It's on Apple Podcasts. Jesus, I don't know where the hell they get the podcast.
Go drink a beer, Alan.
The show by good old JR.
I'm sure he's already had like four of them.
I'm going to go drink me a El Segundo IPA. I'm going to drink an IC Light. I'm going to have some sushi. Talk to Hulk Hogan. We're going to go out. Then I'm going to go to the bar. And Ric Flair's going to be there. And then I'm going to go up the elevator. And then I'm going to go down the elevator. And then I'm going to make out with Ron Simmons. And everyone's going to be like, whoa. And give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.